We've had a very long 2 weeks of study around wisdom. We've tried to define what it is, and we've looked at how it works, and we've looked at different attributes that make us seem wise and attributes that do not make us seem wise. So we're ending our study for the time being on wisdom today. Next week, I start something new. And so we are talking about the lips of the wise. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 19. In the multitude of words, sin is not lacking. But he who restrains his lips is wise. So one of the ways in which we make mistakes in life is in what we say. And so the passage appropriately says, where there's so much words, so much talking, sin is not lacking. Sin is very easy to come our way. But if we're able to control what we say, we are seen as wise. People evaluate us on three main levels. When people see you, they're going to make a judgment of who you are based on how your appearance, what you're wearing, how you carry yourself, just your physical appearance. That's the first way. And then when you start speaking, they start evaluating you by your words, whether your words are wise or not, and then your actions. But of the three, I think your words make the deepest impression on people. Because when people see your appearance, they know that appearances can be deceptive. But when people listen to you and they hear you speak, they can weigh you and tell whether you are wise or not wise before you even have the chance to do something. So words are very important. Words will indicate whether you are diligent or lazy. If you give a job to somebody, the way they respond will tell you whether they are diligent or lazy, whether they are trustworthy or they are deceitful. All of these are evaluated by our words. And so the way we use our words, very important to our wisdom. So three ways I just want to encourage each one of us with. First is that we must make intelligent contributions when we are speaking. We don't just have to speak because words have to be used. We have to speak because something important has to be said. I know that there are people who temperamentally are more outgoing and express themselves freer than others who are quieter. I understand that. If you are temperamentally a person who needs to express yourself, then you need to be very wise. You need to pack a lot of wisdom into what you say so that people don't throw you away or sideline you simply because they feel your words do not carry weight. So when we're making contributions, let's make intelligent contributions. Think through the processes that are required for you to make the right intervention. Secondly, the wise person does not speak rashly. We don't just jump to conclusions. There are people who jump to conclusions very easily. I mean, they believe very quickly. They doubt very quickly. They get angry very quickly. Everything is very quick. And I would, if it's still your temperament, then let's put in an effort to slow down the process of our reaction so we don't react too rashly without consideration. And our mouth must be restrained, the proverb says it. And thirdly, we must speak with discretion. And this is one thing I just want to emphasize on. You know, especially people who are tale bearers. You meet with one person, you relay the same conversation you had with that person to another person who was not there. You go into somebody's presence and everybody knows what was discussed. When you are like that, the Bible calls you a talebearer. And pretty soon, nobody trusts you with anything precious because you will spill it right after you leave their presence. So we have to speak with discretion. We have to trust what people tell us and entrust into our hands so that we don't go and betray people's confidences. We don't go and misrepresent people, misreport people, because these are not actions of wisdom. So to give you practical things, let us speak wisdom intelligently, intelligent contributions. Let's not speak rashly, and let us speak with a lot of discretion. And I trust that if we can control our tongue, then we can control our whole body and our whole life. And I trust that these messages on wisdom would have given you some little ideas on how we can improve our lives and make our lives better than they are now. Let us pray. Say with me, Heavenly Father, help me to speak wisely at all times. Teach my tongue the words of wisdom. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, I'll be with you again tomorrow, which is next week. I'm Pastor Mensah Otterville. Shalom, peace, and life to you.